Nolte, Doom CNN Plus Axes All External Marketing Spending. By John Nolte on April 19, 2022. Every day is Christmas as more and more stories pour in about CNN Plus's predictable, catastrophic, and humiliating failure. According to far-left Axios, CNN Plus looks doomed, to which the moral arc of the universe can only say tee-hee. Warner Bros. Discovery has suspended all external marketing spend for CNN Plus and has laid off CNN's longtime chief financial officer as it weighs what to do with the subscription streaming service moving forward, reports Axios. Axios also reports that CNN executives believe the launch has been successful. Yeah, well, these are the same CNN execs who spent 5 years spreading the Russian collusion hoax, the Jussie Smollett hoax, the hands up, don't shoot hoax, the Trayvon Martin hoax, the Donald Trump Jr. WikiLeaks hoax, the 17 intelligence agencies lie, the very nice people lie, the Trump fish food hoax, the Governor Cuomo is on top of COVID hoax, the Republicans funded the Russian dossier hoax, the racist Covington kids hoax, the Brett Kavanaugh rapist hoax, the Melania Trump is missing hoax, and on and on. These racist, violent, dishonest degenerate executives are impervious to truth and reality. So of course, they believe CNN Plus is successful. But get this. According to Axios, CNN Plus has only 150,000 subscribers. That's it. A mere 150,000. CNN has spent somewhere around $300 million on CNN Plus. We already know that CNN Plus only attracts 10,000 viewers at any given time. Now we know that CNN Plus is nowhere near its stated goal to sign up 2 million in its first year. Although I'm sure CNN's executives will tell you they are very much on track to reach that goal, but those scumbags will say anything. If my math is correct, CNN Plus has spent $2,000 per subscriber. Ooh, there's also bad news for Chris Wallace. If you recall, late last year, in a self-righteous snit, Wallace resigned from Fox News to put his soul in a jar for disgraced former CNN chief Jeff Zucker's vast collection of jarred souls. So now Chris Wallace is stuck at CNN Plus, stuck with 10,000 viewers and his stupid CNN Plus streaming show. We've had multiple reports that he's very unhappy over there, melting down daily and demanding Chris Frito Cuomo's old 9 p.m. slot at CNN. If he's not given that time slot, the reports say, crybaby Chris has threatened to quit. Well, according to this report, a plan is being considered to replace Chris Cuomo's 9 p.m. EST primetime slot with a live newscast, instead of personality-driven perspective programming. Bye-bye, Chris. Obscurity beckons. That means there will be no more presidential debates for you to rig. The bottom line to all this is simple. When the marketing spending ends, you're doomed. Nothing is complicated about anything we're learning here. When a company decides it is a waste of money to promote a product, the product is done. And this is no surprise to anyone who lives in the real world. All CNN Plus ever was a billion-dollar troll of CNN's critics on the right. That's it. That's all it ever was. To troll the right, most especially Trump supporters, Zucker and all his soulless minions drove CNN's ratings and the brand straight into the dirt. Then, as if to prove they hadn't destroyed the brand, Zucker announced $1 billion would be spent on a CNN Plus subscription service, even though no one watches CNN for free. It was all a troll, and now that some adults seem to be in charge, those chickens are coming home to roost, and it is glorious. The best CNN Plus can hope for is that it gets rolled into HBO Max, but even that is unlikely. And if it does happen, it will almost certainly be temporary. A means to allow the CNN Plus anchors to save a little face before a quiet cancellation hits. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.